The Pat Kenny Show
with Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Gareth Mullins is here. He is executive chef at Annantara The Marker and at Forbes Street Within, co-host with Gary Hanlon of the Dishing It Out podcast. Gareth, good morning.
Morning, Pat. How are you?
Now, we were banking on the barbecue today. Might be a bit iffy.
When I decided this, the sun was absolutely shining. But I think, you know, you've heard me saying this before. I'm the fella that stands out in the back garden with the umbrella barbecue. Yeah. So it's but these recipes, of course, they could be cooked under a nice hot grill. So, and I'm also celebrating lamb. I actually think lamb at the moment is really fantastic. So, Irish spring lamb, absolutely brilliant. I'll give the first recipe, couldn't be simpler. It's barbecued lamb chops or lamb cutlets. So it depends what you like, really. If you like just them a little bit more lean, if you want to get them off the rack, so the butcher will, they're expensive, but they're really, really delicious. Or of course you could use a jig of chop or whatever, but really what I want to tell you here about is the sauce to serve with them. So you need about 8 lamb cutlets. It's like 2 cutlets each, or maybe you can even have 3 each. Little splash of olive oil, salt, and season them quite well with salt and pepper, and leave them sit for about a half an hour. Get your barbecue really hot. And when it's time to cook the lamb cutlets, make sure you start them up on their sides. So I like to stick all the lamb cutlets beside each other as if I'm trying to put them back together.
So you're trying to render the fat away.
Exactly. Sit the fat up on its side and let the barbecue, the heat, really start to melt that fat.
And then, of course, it'll all go on fire when the fat drops down.
And the smoke and the flames that come up will just add flavour. And then grill them, cook them medium, let them rest. Absolutely delicious. To serve with them is a South American or an Argentinian sauce called chimichurri. And it's really simple sauce to make. It's a bunch of mint, bunch of coriander, couple of spring onions, clove of garlic, 1 red chili, seeds and all, juice of 2 limes, or a good splash of red wine vinegar if you haven't got limes, extra virgin olive oil. Put them all into a blender and blitz it up. It nearly looks like a pesto. Mm. When you taste it, you almost want to wince with the amount of citric that's in there. So if it's not kind of sharp when you taste it, little bit more lime juice or a little bit more vinegar. Absolutely brilliant way to eat lamb.
Now, your second recipe is lamb koftas. I love lamb koftas.
Yeah, yeah. And look, they're easier to make than what you might think. It's kind of like a lamb sausage, if you like. And we're going to do that with flatbreads, garlic mayonnaise and a tomato salad. So the koftas is 300 grams of lamb mince, a teaspoon of smoked paprika, cumin and ground coriander, 2 tablespoons of chopped coriander and mint, a clove of garlic finely chopped and a red chili finely chopped, and you just put that all into a bowl and mix it really well, so you're left with this kind of seasoned mix. You need some skewers then that we're going to barbecue them on, and if you take about a golf ball size of the mince and put it in your hand and then just squeeze it into like a cylinder shape, push the skewer up the middle to it.
Will it stay together?
It does stay together. A little trick is when you feel like you have it to the shape, if you just wet your other hand and roll the kofta in your hand, the moisture in your hand will get it to kind of go nice and smooth. And then, that was a good question, Pat, then more importantly, put them onto a plate and leave them in the fridge for about an hour, and what happens is they firm up then a little bit. Then take them out, cook them on a really smoking hot barbecue. When you put them onto the barbecue, leave them alone. You want that meat to start to caramelise, and then just turn them and follow that process all the way around. You have to cook them all the way through, as we know. And to serve with that, classic sauce, garlic sauce, 100 mils of creme fraiche, couple of tablespoons of mayonnaise, clove of garlic, juice of half a lime, salt and pepper, mix it all together. And then this salad, I think every time I make a barbecue, I make it. It's a punnet of cherry tomatoes, red onion finely sliced, a load of chopped mint, juice of a lime, extra virgin olive oil and salt and pepper. Absolutely brilliant.
Absolutely great. You know, what I love about the cherry tomatoes is that they remain firm for a lot longer.
Yeah,
when you
exactly.
get a big beef tomato,
it can kind of feel a little bit mushy at times, you know. And look, you can just make the flatbreads you like, or just boil some in and warm them on the barbecue. A really quick recipe for the flatbreads is 300 grams of plain flour with a good heaped teaspoon of baking powder, 250 mils of natural yogurt. Mix all that together and then you just roll them into 8 balls, and then on the floured surface, roll them out to like a pancake and just grill them. They're a brilliant thing to cook at this time of year. Really simple. And like, even if you wanted to use them as like a flatbread, like for a pizza, or all those recipes are up on my Instagram as always. But give them a go. Get the barbecue lit. Don't be worrying about the rain.
All right, very good. Gareth Mullins is executive chef at Annantara The Marker. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Timber Living Log Cabins.